The other thing I wanted to get to off the top of the show is the stick to sports movement. You'll see it on social media if you're on it, or you're certainly somebody like myself, and every once in a while something from the political scene just flies in front of you, and you cannot ignore it because of either how crazy you think it is or how right you think it is. And so you comment on it, and inevitably you'll get a stick to sports guy. And what I would say to that is we've transcended stick to sports. Sports is now crossing over into the political and social conscience, the likes of which we haven't seen since the 1960s, guys. I mean, that's where we're at right now. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers asked to take a Confederate statue down in Tampa. I mean, that happened this week. That's going on. You want to talk about LeBron James and the comments he made last week at Cedar Point, or Kevin Durant and the comments he made this week. You want to talk about last night, Malcolm Jenkins, who I know and who is a really brilliant, thoughtful person, standing and doing the salute, the same Black Power salute that in the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City. He did that, and Chris Long had his arm around him. I don't know if you noticed that. Chris Long had his arm around him while doing it. And Chris Long also wrote this incredible thing this week about the stick to sports thing, saying, no, we're just because we're an athlete, or in the case of those of us that do this, just because you're on a radio show, does not mean that you are immune to what is going on in the world. Now, there will be a group of you listening who will applaud all of that and say that what LeBron did was spectacular. And it was spectacular, regardless of what you think politically. The fact that someone of his magnitude would take a stand like that and risk what he would be risking and alienating fans. Rest assured, he alienated people, whether they will admit it or not. He alienated people who buy season tickets and luxury boxes at the queue. Book it. He did it. Kevin Durant did the same thing. Malcolm Jenkins probably did the same thing last night. You saw Michael Bennett with the Seahawks last night sitting for the national anthem. So these guys are doing this. And there are those of you listening right now who are applauding this and saying this is great, this is what they should be. But what I would say to you is make sure that while you applaud them for this, do it more than just because you agree with their opinion. Do it because they're being socially active. I think where we get in a tricky spot is where we only praise those who agree with us, politically, socially, sports, whatever. If you don't have an open mind to hear the other side, then you're no better than the opposite side that you're against. You have to, and what jumps to my mind is Tom Brady. Do you remember Tom Brady had the Make America Great hat? Okay, you remember this? Do you remember the amount of vitriol that Tom Brady got for having a Make America Great hat? I do. And then he was peer pressured to the point where he couldn't talk about it or wouldn't talk about it or just stayed away from it. If you're going to be supportive of LeBron James and his thoughts, then you also have to be open-minded to Tom Brady and his thoughts, and vice versa. If you support Tom Brady and his thoughts, then you also have to be open-minded to LeBron James's thoughts. And what I think is healthy about this whole damn thing is that people are being socially active. They are speaking about what they believe in. And they're not doing it for financial gain, because there isn't any financial gain in this. Michael Jordan was famous for saying Republicans buy sneakers too. And that's why during the majority of his career, well, his entire career, Jordan never took a social stance. He still rarely does. I'm trying to think if he ever... He may have done something with Trayvon Martin, but I don't even know about that. I think Jordan has stayed away from it his entire career. Tiger Woods is the same way. Totally stayed away from any social commentary whatsoever. We have athletes now that are willing to speak their mind and speak their heart, and I applaud it. Whether I agree with it or not is irrelevant. Whether you agree with it or not is irrelevant. They're active in the conversation. That's a step in the right direction, because they aren't just gladiators. You know, many of these guys went to really good schools and they're educated and they've done their homework and they have more of a following and can make a bigger impact than any one of us. And if they want to do it, go ahead, do it. Guys, there's a simple thing you can do. If you don't want to hear it, there's a simple thing you can do, and that is just not pay attention to it. You don't have, no one is forcing you to pay attention to it. You can turn the television off. You can stop following them on social media. Turn the radio off. Don't read it. You can do all those things. You have the power to do that. You're the consumer. I hope you don't, though. I hope what you do is that you have an open mind to both sides. We're so polarized. Politically, socially, even in sports. We see it with the Browns all the time, I think, leading into seasons, where the echo chamber of the expectation of the Cleveland Browns, right? The expectation that is a false hope. I saw it last year going into the season. There were radio hosts in this city last year who were predicting the Browns to win 6-7 games. I mean, that was false hope. Anybody who's watched any football knew they weren't winning 6 games last year. That was one of the worst rosters in the history of the NFL. They weren't doing it. So you have to be open-minded. Back to the Browns point, the point I'm making there is, if you're in the silo and all you hear is they're going to win 6 or 7 games, then you get awful upset when they don't. But if you pay attention to everybody else who's talking about the Browns last year, you would have got a pretty solid feel about what they really were a year ago, right? So you just have to be a little open-minded, politically, socially, sports. We're in a crazy time because of the echo chamber and only hearing what you want. So many people I know who will see something in their Facebook feed or their Twitter feed that they don't like, and then they just mute or delete or don't be my friend and family again. Like, holy hell. It's okay to disagree. Right? This whole thing isn't so black and white, and the majority of us operate in the gray. Most people operate in the gray. And you can be their health. It's a healthy place to be. You don't have to pick a side. This is not 1861. Okay? You don't have to pick the strongest side and stick to it. There is an operation in the gray where most of us occupy. And it's not as bad as everything that you're hearing, or it's not as good as everything that you're hearing. It's mostly in the middle. And I just think it's outstanding that people are not sticking to sports and that they are giving their opinions. If you don't like it, fine. That's fine. Stop following them. Stop paying attention to them. But I encourage you not to. I encourage you to listen and maybe see what the other side's perspective is. It's a tricky time, but damn, we're America. We can do it. We've done it before. We can do it again.